Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Culture Shock Friday night. Hey, super excited. There will be a game 7 between the Dallas Mavericks, the NBA champions of 2011, and San Antonio Spurs. 113, final score, Dallas Mavericks, 111. San Antonio. And a big shout out to San Antonio, too. I've never been to San Antonio, but I'm looking forward to visiting San Antonio one day in the near future. But those Mavericks, in it to win it, right? Okay, I have a lot of San Antonio friends, so I'm, you know, just got to do a little trash talking. I don't know what team my mother's for, because, you know, we do love San Antonio Spurs. So I'm not sure. She's for Monte, I know, but she's a long, long time San Antonio Spurs fan. I love San Antonio Spurs too, but you guys know my team, Mavericks, Cowboys, Pelicans, formerly Hornets, and the Saints, top. But then I have my favorites. But man, oh man, game 7. Now, I don't know, I watched the beginning of the Houston game after the Dallas game was going off. And to be honest, been sitting here dozing, happy to be broadcasting tonight. I had had to schedule for earlier, then I decided to change to after the show, after the game end. And glad I'm sleepy but happy that we have the Cowboys. Not the Cowboys. Oh, hey, it's a good sign that the Mavericks have done the darn thing. So, yeah. Of course, enjoy watching Shark Tank tonight. Speaking of the Mavericks, Mark Cuban and all, enjoy watching on Shark Tank from 7 to 9, same time tonight. But let's look at the stats. Fox NBA Game Time, looking at MSN, FoxSports.com, and I like how they break down the stats on this website, so that's why I'm sharing it with you. The Dallas Mavericks, 4 fouls, and San Antonio, no, 10 fouls. And then they have a really cool breakdown of the stats of the players when it comes to shots, assists, rebounds, field goals, and points, and block shots, and turnovers. That's really cool. And then they go on down for the roster ranking also, and of course Monte's on the top, but this is just amazing. Oh, there's so much going on. I know a lot is going on in your areas also, because it's springtime, and all kind of events are going on. We have R. Kelly in town for tomorrow, with Tamar Braxton. Cinco de Mayo celebrations like those that are going on where you are, the celebration downtown. We have, speaking of football and sports, Pierre Thomas of the New Orleans Saints in town tomorrow holding a summer camp for kids. His ICANN Foundation will be conducting the youth camp at the Children's Museum here in Jackson. So, big shout out. Also, well, I need to get some water. My throat is getting dry. But I'm back to broadcasting longer shows. So I will be adding the music also to the playlist and PSAs. And you can feel free to email me all your media kits and your music, and I'll let me know if you're interested in being a guest or guest co-host, or play your music and talk about your profile. Just let me know. My email is KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Again, KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Also, so that's pretty cool. So I'm going to continue on playing the intro song, and we're going to talk more weekend chat, NBA playoffs, and hot topics. Now my pooches. Thank you. Wow. Well, I guess I'm just super excited and have much more to talk about, but definitely need to add Okay, just a slight technical difficulty. I wasn't sure if my sound was coming through properly or not, so now I see that it is. So thank you so much for listening and your support, and please excuse me because I do need to add more songs to the playlist tonight and more PSAs. You can also direct your PSAs to the same email address, akulturershokenterainment@yahoo.com. Wow, let's see. There's a lot to talk about. We have the NHL playoffs happening, and also there's some crazy stories that I have been sharing also. But also that I was reading the email. I'm checking emails as I do this, so I already had like a story lined up, different stories to talk about. But there's so much that's happening right now, and I guess honestly, I'm just very excited regarding the win between. Of the marriage. I try not to jinx my team. Big shout out to all those of you that I network with throughout social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, listeners of the show, friends of the show that always provide and share with me interesting stories. And remember, the Small Business Expo is coming up in a couple weeks in Dallas. Also, it was recently in Chicago, and we'll be heading to other popular cities such as New York and Miami, I believe Boston, and a couple other cities. So I think that is cool. And there's articles that I have found in my inbox. Like there's a story of Kim Kardashian pregnant with baby number two. She wants to get pregnant real soon. Then there's pictures of Chad Ocosinko with his new girlfriend. She's African American too. That's from Whip Paint. So wow. But I'm going to conclude tonight's program. I just was so excited and did not want to miss out on congratulating others. Teams also that are still in the playoffs, and also the NHL playoffs is happening. So I don't bore you guys because I am so sleepy. I will conclude the program right now, but we'll broadcast on Sunday, and the topic will be the job market for young people, for youth, young people, recent high school and college graduates. I've seen an interesting story on yesterday regarding how the job market has been looking bleak for recent graduates, the high school graduates and college for the past 5 years. And but we're going to talk and I'll share. And you call in also because I know many of my listeners work in various fields. So call in to share your input and your thoughts. Also regarding the job market for this summer, the summer job market for young people and our youth, okay? But I thank you so much for tuning in, and now I'm back to broadcasting longer shows with more music, more audio, more PSAs, okay? Thank you for your love and support. Congratulations, Maverick. And some of you brought through other teams in the playoffs, so congratulations to the other teams also. To be honest, you guys know I'm a big fan of LA Clippers. So big shout out to the LA Clippers also because they're doing the darn thing, most definitely. And so I might broadcast tomorrow, but I just want to let you know the next scheduled broadcast is coming up on Sunday. But I'm going to be listening to more music probably after I wake up, and we'll be adding new music to my playlist. But again, thank you. Thank you for your love and support. And just thank you for being there and listening to any and all shows ever that have ever aired here on Crystal Shock Entertainment Point from day one, March 21st, 2011, right here at blogtalkradio.com. Oh, I know what. I'm super excited. The Royals are in Memphis, and they're in town for a wedding, and it appears they're having a blast and a good time visiting Graceland and remembering Elvis and all that good stuff. So welcome Prince William and Prince Harry to the States, and especially to the South. So hope William will bring Catherine and the baby back and come to the Deep South during their next visit also. But congratulations to you all, to the prince's friend who's tying them out this weekend. And this is amazing. If you guys haven't seen the news footage, it's just like a convoy, a sea of black automobiles. You know, it's just amazing. So congrats. And next scheduled broadcast is Sunday, but more than likely probably will, when I'm wide awake, will broadcast on Saturday. But again, thank you. Have a happy weekend. And remember, Mother's Day weekend is only a week away. God bless.